And this morning, Miranda Zerwanka with the Mettler Center is with me. Miranda, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jim.
And before we get started, we're going to talk about New Year's resolutions. We're 2018. Everybody's hitting the gym. They're going to keep going all year, right?
Of course, hopefully.
What is your role with the Mettler Center?
I'm the membership coordinator, so I oversee the front desk, take care of the fitness side of things, so schedules, billing, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then I help a little bit with marketing.
Okay. So people, it's 2018. They've got their New Year's resolutions. Getting in shape is, you know, what they want to do. That seems to be the really popular one that everybody goes for at the beginning of the year. Why do you think that is? Why everybody says, get in shape. That's what I want to do.
I just think it's because it's one of those things that people kind of push aside because they're too busy or they just don't have enough time. And then at the beginning of a new year, it's kind of, well, let's start with a clean slate, and health is kind of one of the big things that people think about. Mm-hmm. So
when resolving to get fit, you know, what are some things they should know as they get into it? What are some things they need to be thinking about?
Well, I think everyone has to start somewhere. So there's no shame in starting slow. The easiest way to overwhelm yourself or become discouraged is to try to change too many things all at once. If you are signing up for the gym, make getting into a routine and attending classes or going in and working out on your own as your first step. Then once you have a routine set, then you can add in the other components such as nutrition, eating healthier. And because if you start out too quickly and try to do it all at once, you're kind of setting yourself up for failure.
Mm-hmm. So that just baby steps a little bit.
You baby know,
don't,
steps, yes.
Don't change your whole lifestyle right away.
Exactly.
Like you said, you know, oh, I got to exercise and I got to eat like this and then I got to do this.
It's right.
Like,
it's overwhelming. It's just so overwhelming.
So for those looking at thinking about joining a gym, what are some things they need to be considering where they decide to join?
Well, I think the biggest one is location. So is it convenient for the time of day you want to go in and work out? If it's before work or if it's after work, is it close enough to your home or work that you're not going to make the excuse not to go? Mm. and then the variety of classes and equipment, you should check that out. So we offer tours. They can come in and we'll talk to them about what classes we have and show them around the facility. Because at Mettler, we have over 90 plus classes a week, everything from strength, yoga, cycling, and then we also have senior classes. Mm-hmm. Plus, we actually added indoor water fitness at Clark Lindsay.
Okay.
So,
mm-hmm.
And we have a lot of new yoga classes starting.
So. The water fitness seems to have, it's always been around, but seems to have taken off a little bit recently, especially with, some of the older people as they can't do that high impact, aerobics or working out. But the water really helps them out, not have so much impact on their joints.
Yeah, I mean, it's great because it's low impact. It provides resistance. The water's basically your resistance training,
right.
So you don't need weights. And yeah, it's just good on the older adults' joints and
sure.
Yeah.
Somebody, do you have mentioned 90 plus classes? Are there any that are maybe a little more popular with folks that are first starting, or any you recommend to people when they're first starting? A fitness regimen for the new year. Is there anything you recommend to them to start out with before they progress into, maybe more difficult, what have you?
Right. Well, it all depends on their fitness level. We have a wide variety of classes for all levels, and our instructors are very skilled at doing modifications and providing those modifications for people with limitations. If they're interested in a class, we do recommend that they talk to someone before they jump into it, or even arrive at that class early, meet the instructor, kind of get to know the instructor and let them know what their limitations are so that they know that, hey, I have someone in here that has limitations, so mm-hmm. let's modify some of these things.
Could somebody even just observe, maybe just kind of, I don't say stand in the back, or maybe just kind of say, let me see what this class does.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
We have had people just have a seat and watch part of the class, and then they may decide to jump in. But it's really up to them.
Sure. Talking with Miranda Zerwanka with the Mettler Center today, just New Year's resolution, maybe getting fit is one of yours, and just some things to think about as you start that journey. Maybe somebody's never stepped foot in a gym before. They come to Mettler brand new saying, I want to get fit. what are some things that you ask that person, or how do you guide somebody when they are starting this journey?
Well, we want to see everyone who walks through our doors meet their goals. So what we do is offer for anyone free consultations for personal training, nutrition, one-on-one yoga and Pilates, and Alexander technique. But for our new members, we provide 2 45-minute orientations with a personal trainer to help them become familiarized with the equipment, answer any questions they might have, and kind of set up a program that would fit their needs.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned, some of the other aspects there while we were talking. It's not just fitness, but it is nutrition. It is weight training. And it's a very, you're not just getting the person fit, but you're working with their diet, you're working with massage, you're working with, you know, just everything, a holistic approach.
Right. Well, we're a wellness center, and for some reason, it's more, wellness centers are popping up everywhere now. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of ahead of the curve on this, because we do have everything under one roof. So it's very beneficial for someone who needs all of those different aspects to get them at one place instead of having to go here for this appointment, there for that appointment.
Miranda Zawaka with the Mettler Center. We are getting started. This sounds interesting to people. Anything going on for January as people start their fitness journey?
Well, of course.
There would have to be one.
Why wouldn't we? Until the end of January, we are offering a 3-month membership for only $99. It's the first time we've ever offered this. It's a very low price to join, and it's great time with all of our new classes starting, with the indoor water fitness starting. And also on a side note, we just hired a new massage therapist. Her name's Dani Watson, and she is the sweetest thing. She's great. And we're offering 20% off when you book with her in the month of January. So a great way to get rid of that holiday stress.
And as far as, you know, membership goes, that's everything that you can find at Mettler. That's not, oh, you're just, you can only do this or you can only do this. That's whatever Mettler has, that's what you got.
Right. I mean, all of our services, of course, are an additional fee, but members get discounts and they have the use of the facility. They have the use of classes. So, I mean, it's everything.
Yeah. And very wide range of classes from early in the morning, late at night.
Oh, my goodness. We open at 5:15 a.m. and we don't close till 10 some nights. So,
Miranda Zawaka with the Mettler Center. Anybody wants to find out more about this or they just have some questions, website, the best place to get started?
Of course, MettlerCenter.com. You can go to Ask an Expert to sign up for a tour or to ask any of our coordinators a question in different services. So, yeah.
Miranda, thanks for coming in today.
Well, thanks a lot, Jim.